Hi, my name is Madaraka Nyerere here with RT on the beautiful island of Zanzibar. My father, Julius Nyerere, was the first president of Free Tanzania, and he had a dream for free and independent African nations. This included a unified currency which would mark a pivotal moment in the continent's economic trajectory, a bold challenge to the entrenched dominance of the US dollar, and a declaration of Africa's determination to chart its own financial course. African nations tether their currencies to the dollar, a practice that exposes them to external shocks and limits their ability to pursue independent monetary policies. By embracing a unified currency, African countries can mitigate these risks and create a more stable economic environment conducive to growth and development. This initiative holds the promise of fostering greater economic integration and reducing dependency on external forces. Yet, the path to a unified currency is fraught with challenges. Differing economic conditions, governance structures, and levels of development among African nations present significant hurdles that must be navigated. In essence, the call for a united African currency is not merely an economic endeavor. It is a declaration of Africa's sovereignty, resilience, and determination to shape its own destiny. As the continent charts its course towards a brighter future, it does so with the unwavering resolve to build a world where Africa's voice is heard, its contributions valued, and its potential unleashed. Thank you for listening. I'm Madaraka Nyerere. See you next time on RT.